dark and you're still in my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on spinning in the summer rain.
We are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The government today reports on unemployment last month.
Economists are expecting September's jobs picture to look largely the same as the month prior, with hiring down a bit, but average wages slightly higher. Dow Jones consensus says the unemployment rate, meanwhile, will hold steady. It's currently at 4.2%. That would give the Federal Reserve more reason to continue a slow reduction in interest rates.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Facing the prospect of devastating economic damage, owners of Gulf and East Coast ports and unionized dock workers got tentative agreement on wages, a three-day strike suspended until January 15th, when remaining issues will be hashed out. A judge in Grand Junction, Colorado, sentenced former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, a noted election denier, to 9 years in prison for granting another election denier unauthorized access to the county's election software after the 2020 election. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets mostly lower. November down 36 to 21.95. December down 11 to 21.21. January up 1 to 20.55. February down 13 to 19.90. Cheese markets on the day. Barrels were down 3.25 to 2.12. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 2.75. 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 2.68 and 16 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 1.34 and 3/4. 6 trades. Dry whey up a half to 60 and 3/4. for trades on the day. Live cattle markets mostly lower. Feeder cattle markets were lower in the nearbys, but higher in some of the deferred contracts. Same goes for hogs. Hogs had some of the deferred contracts moving higher as pork exports were up 55%. But really, for live and feeder cattle markets, there's still the trade wanting to see some increased fundamentals to help move markets higher, and there was no cash markets developing, and so that did lead to some pressure in the market. October live cattle down $1.42 to $1.86. October feeder cattle down 75 cents to $2.4897. October hogs down 50 cents to $84.17. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all lower on the day, a correction from recent gains. Harvest pressure also starting to creep back in with the corn and beans. Also, the positive weather to help wheat the wheat get planted for winter wheat, helping to pressure the markets as well. And really, some farmers selling into these rallies also provided some additional pressure. December corn down 4.25 to 4.28 1/4. New crop 25 down 1.5 to 4.56 3/4. November beans down 10 to 10.46. New crop 25 down 8.25 to 10.88. December wheat down 11 3/4 to 6.03 1/2. Minneapolis wheat December down 2 3/4 to 6.46 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 358, December 363, January 367, new crop 25, 397. Cash beans at 961, December 973, January 978, new crop 25, 998. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 373 1/4, November 378 1/4, December 383 1/4, January 393. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 380, December 393, January 406. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 373, November 373, cash beans at 976, January at 979. At Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 378, new crop 25, 407, cash beans 966, new crop 25 at 998. Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 386, November 388, April 425, new crop 25, 416. Cash beans 977, November 990, April 1055, new crop 25, 1030. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 376, January 385, cash beans 980, and January at 986. Cattle markets from Equity, a beef fed cattle 172 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 178, market cows 96 to 125, bulls 130 to 165, calves 480 to 890, beef steers 150 to 300, Holstein steers at 147 to 340. Sheep markets, market lambs 170 and down, light lambs 165 and down, ewes 75 and down, rams 65 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 145 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 188.75, finished beef heifers 180 to 190, finished dairy steers 165 to 176, market cows 97 to 116, market bulls 120 to 163. Market hogs at Zumbrota, 65 to 70. Meanwhile, light sows at 57 to 68. Heavy sows, 60 to 68.50. Boars, 25 to 28. That is a check of markets from World Dairy Expo. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I was so excited when I heard the sandwich was back. What's up? This is Mike.
And this is Celia.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich
is the symphony of flavors. You can always count on that crispy, tender, juicy chicken. It's so good.
My favorite part is the pimento cheese. Topped off with the honey, it all comes together perfectly. I like the original.
I like the spicy chicken fillet. But either way,
you're getting a winner.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy fillet now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and warm. 83 with a sprinkle or two late tomorrow. Then on Sunday, we're heading back to fall with more sunshine and a high of 67. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Insecurities as she took the stage. She was convinced if she got up there that she'd be discovered someday. So she belted it. She hit the high notes fearlessly. Oh, she melted them and she brought them to their feet. She was a Jones Bar where she sang karaoke every night. She said if you work hard to get where you are, it feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She made the local cable shows where the camera fell in love with her. After a couple of weekends, the groupies were crawling all over the place. She signed autographs like she was Garth Brooks in a skirt. And in the aftermath, that small-time town was hers. She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar where she sang karaoke every night. Work hard to get where you are. Feels good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star. She doesn't care anymore that her high school girlfriend cut. Footloose and fast. like a thousand times before. I'd take what I wanted and just walk away, but I never made it to the door. Now, babe, I'm not begging for mercy. Go ahead and throw the book at me. If loving you's a crime, I know that I'm as guilty as a man.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal warnings. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is gonna catch your attention. Cause there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. The single white female is looking for a man. I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. Might have been a little reckless, a little desperate, but I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden, so I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. There's a single white message. If there's a single white female looking for that special lover, to put it in a nutshell, a one woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell, she just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man like you. Looking for a man like you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shelley Wright, single white female here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo. And we have temperatures in the upper 30s across the region this morning. It's going to be a little bit cooler today, but it warms back up for the weekend. We could even see some rain. And we'll have more details here with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also, Brad Herkenoff is joining us from Compeer Financial. We're going to be chatting with Brad during our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Jerry Bear and Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolio to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear and Sons, just off Highway 25, Durant.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The Farmer's Almanac has something for everyone. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Farmer's Almanac started in 1818 when farmers didn't have technology or publications. Farmers in that era depended on the almanac for weather patterns and projected sunrises and sunsets. Sandy Duncan, editor of the Farmer's Almanac, says there's something unique in it for everyone.
Like you said, it's kind of a calendar of curiosities. It's a calendar of weather forecasts. It's a calendar for gardening and fishing. It's really a book. It's a magazine. You know, it's a good question. It's kind of a book for everything. If you want to pick it up, you'll learn something every day. We call it a magazine or a publication that comes out yearly, but it's also kind of a brand. And what we've tried to do over the years is try to give people information that helps them plan their days and grow their lives.
The Almanac has evolved through the years.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Farmer's Almanac started way back in 1818 when everybody was farmers. Obviously, at the time, there wasn't a lot of technology or publications. So everybody really depended on the almanac for the weather, as well as even the time of sunrise and sunset, because they needed to know what time to get out there and start working out there. So as we've evolved, as well as the almanac, as well as farming industry, I do believe that we still have a big farming audience. I would say that we're more a general publication. People that want to have big farms, or the people that have like just a backyard farm or garden, I should say.
She talks about some of their more popular sections.
We have a Gardening by the Moon calendar that people look forward to. We have a frost calendar. So if you want to pay attention to when your average frost dates are, and obviously our long range weather forecast, we try to give people an idea of what may come the next four seasons ahead.
Duncan talks about the Almanac's long range weather forecasts.
The Farmer's Almanac bases its long-range forecast on a formula that dates back to 1818. It's a mathematical and astronomical formula. And pretty much it was a formula that our founding editor came up with, where he was able to set a bunch of rules that kind of followed celestial things in the sky with meteorological events. Now, we have altered the formula somewhat over the years, but we still pretty much follow the formula. And it looks at things like sunspot activity, tidal action of the moon, position of the planets.
That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and warm. 83 with a sprinkle or two late tomorrow. Then on Sunday, we're heading back to fall with more sunshine and a high of 67. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Going out of my mind these days, like I'm walking around in a haze. I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shave. I go to work and I look tired. The boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired. This ain't your style. And behind my coffee cup, I just smile. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. That you're driving me wild. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love.
mess. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you. There's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. 'Cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in.
Got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Or you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am. And I get this feeling if I held you tight, you'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? You see, it takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads. 'Cause his boots are always muddy and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got.
And he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Chris Ledoux, what you going to do with a cowboy here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. Temperatures up with 30s. I'm Brian Winnikins from World Dairy Expo, as it's the final day of Expo. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is now accepting nominations for 3 seats on the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board. The 3 seats are in District 4, 8, and 9. And the staff will mail nomination forms to any producer who requests one by October 31st. If you'd like more information, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Donaldson Filtration Systems. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is making another push for year-round sales of E15. Representatives introduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act in the House last Friday, and biofuel proponents celebrated the move. I'll have more when we come back. It's harvest time across the region, and that means long hours for you and the machines you depend on. That's why you should protect them with Donaldson filters. Donaldson offers a full line of air, fuel, lube, and hydraulic filters, engineered to deliver superior performance and protection for your equipment. It's no wonder so many OEMs worldwide specify Donaldson filters. After all, Donaldson literally invented the tractor air filter. Ask for Donaldson filters at your local parts supplier today.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
A bipartisan group of more than 30 House members recently introduced the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. This bill would allow year-round sales of E15 gasoline, a blend of fuel with 15% ethanol. Currently, regulations limit the sale of E15 in the summer due to concerns about its vapor pressure. These restrictions, however, have created uncertainty for both the ethanol and refining industries, leading to last-minute waivers in recent years. Lawmakers from key agricultural states like Nebraska, Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois, where ethanol production plays a vital role, are pushing the bill as a solution to stabilize fuel markets, reduce carbon emissions, and support corn growers. The legislation was spearheaded by Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Angie Craig of Minnesota, with strong support from others across the Midwest and Plain states, including Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Michigan. These regions do rely heavily on corn and ethanol production, and their representatives argue that year-round E15 sales will not only boost local economies, but also provide a critical market for corn growers. Representatives from Illinois and Ohio, among others, also joined in, emphasizing the importance of expanding renewable fuel options and ensuring consumers have access to low-cost fuel at the pump. Proponents of the bill note that allowing E15 sales in the summer would lower greenhouse gas emissions, providing environmental benefits alongside economic growth. In addition to reducing emissions, year-round E15 would also lower fuel prices, with savings at the pump estimated between 10 and 30 cents per gallon. Lawmakers see this as a win-win for both farmers and consumers, helping the U.S. move toward greater energy independence and less reliance on foreign oil. The proposed legislation is a companion to an earlier Senate bill introduced by Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, another longtime advocate for ethanol. Renewable fuel proponents hope this bill will eliminate the need for emergency waivers and ensure a permanent, reliable market for ethanol across the country. I'll be back with more after this.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Well, corn growers applauded the fuel choice legislation introduced last week into the House. The timeline for a vote is uncertain. While there is bipartisan support, the looming deadlines of other high priority issues and the presidential election will likely push any action to at least the lame duck session. Advocates remain optimistic, but the time is running short. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Donaldson Filtration Systems. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
said, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene. It just comes naturally. No, the girl can't help it. Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get burned. But we don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not earned, baby, it's our turn. We were always looking for true north with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you feel this Chevy van, windows open on the rest of the world, holding hands all the way to Dixieland. We've been trying to turn our lives around since we were little kids, been wearing us down. Don't turn away now, darling, let's fire it up and wind it out. Come on, baby, drive down. With the one you love. Come on, baby, drive down. I heard your mama calling, and she was only stalling. Don't know who she's talking to, baby, me and you. We can go down with a smile on. Ain't gonna pack my nylon. Just leave these legs showing. It gets hot down where we're going.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. It's been a back-and-forth roller coaster ride on the dairy markets lately. Mike North of Ever.Ag says there are a lot of reasons behind that market volatility.
You have a scramble taking place right now as we produce enough cheese to meet all of the Q4 demand. And obviously that requires milk. And so different players are in this market on given days trying to jockey positions to get ahead of the trend. And what got us here ultimately was a short supply. We've had fewer cows in the barn for quite some time. 15 months of negative year-over-year milk production numbers. We've been battling bird flu. We're seeing older cows having to try to carry the burden of milk production, which gives us less productivity. And now you throw into the mix, we've sent kids back to school, and we've taken milk back into a bottling program and away from the cheese vats. Couple that with college kids' addiction to pizza and sending them back to school, and a football season that really promotes pizza all the more. And all of this has come together to create this perfect storm.
North also said that, though, demand for dairy usually does take off at the end of each calendar year. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall made his first trip to World Dairy Expo in Madison. As a former dairy producer, he's been impressed with what he saw. One of the biggest issues in the dairy industry is updating the federal milk market order system. He talked about the Farm Bureau's position on the current USDA proposal.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of wins in this, but we also were disappointed in a few areas. You know, really and truly, we're proud of the process. It really got this process started several years ago when we called all the dairy industry together in the Midwest, and from dairymen to co-ops to all the people that was involved in it, and says, you know, we really need to do something. And then coming out of that, we had the federal milk order hearings, and that lasted weeks and weeks on weeks, and now we're going through the rules that are being released from it. So we've had some wins in it. We was glad to see what has happened, but there are some areas we wish we could have a little bit further.
He does think, though, that the proposals can improve.
We'd like to see a definite audit before we have the price changes that they put into effect by the milk plants. And that was one area we was disappointed that we didn't have an audit before those changes are made.
The ongoing strike on East Coast and Gulf Coast ports is the biggest one of its kind in almost 50 years. Yahoo says the stoppage has blocked the unloading of container ships from Maine down to Texas, with a backlog of ships now lining up outside of major U.S. ports. The White House said Thursday it believes progress was being made despite no scheduled talks. Port owners are feeling pressure from the administration to get the strike settled and signaled they're open to resuming discussions. Everstream Analytics says at least 45 container vessels have been unable to unload cargo and were anchored outside the strike-hit East and Gulf Coast ports by Wednesday. Jenna Santoro of Everstream says the vessel backlog could double by the end of the week if the stoppage continues, and the resulting congestion could take weeks or months to clear. The strike includes 45,000 workers from Maine to Texas. U.S. Wheat production for the 24-25 marketing year is estimated at 1.971 billion bushels, up 9% year-to-year, and the highest level since 2016-17. USDA says this stands in contrast to a long-term downtrend in U.S. wheat production that resulted in declining acreage as farmers switched to other crops like corn and beans. For the last two seasons, wheat acreage, as measured by area harvested, has risen. High wheat prices in the fall of 2022 encouraged farmers to plan for substantially more wheat in 23-24. Despite the gains, a major drought in regions producing hard red winter wheat had negatively affected the harvestable volume of wheat. Now, in the current marketing year, despite less acreage getting planted into wheat, more favorable weather is expected to boost the area harvested and yield compared to previous years. Higher production is forecast for hard red winter, hard red spring, white, and Durham classes of wheat. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from World Dairy Expo. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and warm. 83 with a sprinkle or two late tomorrow. Then on Sunday, we're heading back to fall with more sunshine and a high of 67. Are you paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis.
To be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to
Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness,